What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding
to communities everywhere.
Ours.
In case you're new to the Positive Truth, we have 3 episodes a week. On Monday and Wednesdays, we do uplifting and positive news. It comes out audio only on iTunes, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. And on Fridays, it also comes out on YouTube because it's visual. We talk about a topic, why it's a topic, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Today, we're doing the Affordable Care Act. And not really talking about how you can change it for the better, but we're going through all the craziness. We're basically just going to do a deep dive, since that's all everyone seems to be talking about since it came out in 2013. So we're going to cover all of it. I got all of the points for our master editor to put on the input. We're going to have graphics. It's going to be really cool. Before we get to that, do you want to talk about the t-shirts? Do you want me to?
Let's knock it out really quick. So we're going to do this together, JP. We have 3 nonprofit organizations, and they are
Rain for Sexual Assault, The Positive Tomorrow's OKC for Homeless Children, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
So, with these 3 nonprofits that we're going to donate money to, these shirts are $20. You can get a red one or a red one. Wow. A black one or a gray one, just like JP has on right now. And with those $20, you get to choose the nonprofit of your choice where that $20 is going to go to. Now, JP, what happens if you don't have $20 or you think it's too much, whatever the case is, and you still want a t-shirt?
Do you have a Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook? Because if you do, and you get 10 of your followers to like our page and then send us a little screenshot, send it to thepositivetruth@gmail.com, we will send you a t-shirt for free and donate the money.
Boom. And if you don't believe us, there's plenty of people right now that have these shirts, and we gave it to them for free because they added their friends. I had one girl, actually, when we did the backpack drive, she was like, Tim, look, I added all my friends. I was like, well, who added it? I don't know, but I added all of them, and there's like 300 friends. I'm like, all right, calm down, let me get you a shirt. So this isn't a lie. I mean, we're definitely handing out shirts if you can add all your friends. So make sure you guys do that if you don't want to buy the shirt, but if you do, it's going to a good cause. It's not going to us at all whatsoever because we're sponsorless, right?
Yeah.
Except for Batman. Batman's got us right now. Batman does got us. And that being said, you want to jump into this?
Absolutely.
Oh, social media pages, though.
Social media, we have Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, Instagram at The Positive Truth, and Twitter at TPT_podcast. Please follow. Please also share and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating. That will help us out a lot. 5 stars. Top 5. And let's get into the topic. Affordable Care Act.
/ Obamacare, / was it ACA? Like all the different type of names there is.
Absolutely. Why are we talking about this topic?
Well, since 2014, it's been a major issue in the United States. Everybody's been talking about it. You can't watch the news,
since
read
like
the news.
Since 2010.
Well, since 2010, I guess. I mean, people have been talking about it all over the place, and we felt like this is something we definitely had to talk about. And the reason why Obamacare...
I put why this topic is an issue, because people are losing their minds over it.
I mean, that's a way to get to the point, for sure. I mean, the reason why Obamacare / the Affordable Care Act was even started, I mean, there was millions of people that were uninsured. Insurance rates were way through the roof, and Obama was like, look, we have to make insurance that's affordable for everybody, so he came out with a plan. Yes, we know the plan isn't perfect.
But that's what we're going to cover.
Exactly, and that's why we're here. We're here to talk
the pros and the cons of the Affordable Care Act. Where do we want to start? Because there's a lot.
Here, I'll start with some facts. Some facts about Obamacare. It has made, thanks to Obamacare, health plans can no longer exclude people with pre-existing conditions, can't drop people because they get sick, and parents can keep their children on their health plans up to the age of 26. Just some small facts about the Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act or whatever. There's also calorie counts at restaurants. The majority of Obamacare subsidies go to the middle class, despite the misconception that Obamacare just helps the poor. It proves otherwise. I can keep going and going and going with these facts, but if you have heard of the Affordable Care Act, you know exactly what we're talking about right now. So let's talk about some pros real quick.
Well, I got way more, Tim.
Go ahead, man. I have 10, but it's in detail, and I feel like let's go ahead and knock it out.
So the Affordable Care Act actually refers to two separate pieces of legislation, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, and the Healthcare and Education Reconciliation Act. Wow, I can never pronounce anything on this podcast. It's like your tongue loses its ability to speak. Anyway, that together expand Medicaid to millions of low-income Americans and make numerous improvements to both Medicaid and children's health insurance programs. It has 10 essential benefits. One is outpatient care, trips to the emergency room, hospitalizations, so treatment in the hospital for inpatient care, maternity and newborn care, mental health services and addiction treatment, prescription drugs, rehabilitation services and devices, laboratory services like wellness, and also prevention services and pediatric services. I think, though, we need to talk about America before the Affordable Care Act.
Let's do that.
So, you know how... Let's put it like this. We are the only Western civilized country that doesn't have insurance for everyone.
Right.
We still don't with the Affordable Care Act, but before this, we really didn't. It was like 45 million people that weren't insured in America.
Right.
But we had a lot of people, we had insurance for everyone, but we had the worst kind of insurance for everyone. We had the, you've been shot, we will patch up your gun wound and send you out. We didn't have insurance where it's like, you have diabetes, you need insulin. So what happened in America was, if you couldn't pay, if you didn't have insurance, you had to pay out of pocket to basically get anything, any prescription, any insulin, anything you needed.
For sure. So like basically, if you did back before the Affordable Care Act, you got shot, like you said, patch up your wound, you're good enough to live, so let's get out of the ER, go home.
And so what would happen is everyone else absorbed the cost. So it would be spread out amongst everyone. So 17% of our GDP was dedicated to healthcare, health expenses. But what happened was we got no healthcare out of it. Also, there was insurance could deny claims for anyone for pre-existing conditions. So Tim, what do you think these pre-existing conditions stand for?
I'm not too sure, man.
Everything. Literally everything.
Whatever you had, I can't help you.
Insurance companies could turn you down for tendonitis ringing in the ears.
Really?
Yeah, they could turn you down for anything. Any sort of pre-existing condition. So, like, heaven forbid, like, you fell and broke your ankle at 6 and now your ankle has lost the ligaments. We don't want to cover you for insurance. Anything. Any small thing you couldn't get insurance for unless you work for a big business. So what happened was a lot of people would like working for like a major company or the government so they could get insurance instead of working for like a small business.
Right.
Doing small stuff like this that we do. So that would happen. And then you would have people go to the emergency room because they couldn't get insurance. And then all the prices would go up and the premiums we would all pay extra for it, our extra GDP. And it would just, they would push them out. It's the worst kind of insurance idea. Because it was horribly inefficient. You want to prevent people from having to go to the emergency room to pay those large fees, when instead we were just paying it after they went. So the Affordable Care Act basically is wanted to reduce the number of people being uninsured, lower costs, make it easy to get insurance, and we're going to see if that actually happened. Because it started in 2013, it's 2017 now, it's been 4 years.
Yeah, for sure. And I liked your points that you were making there. And I definitely like how there's 45 million people, not liked, but there's a fact, there was 45 million people.
Of 330 million.
That were uninsured. Now, we have an opportunity to get insurance, and we also have an opportunity not to be turned down just because of a condition that we had beforehand. Like you said, ringing in the ear, etc. It could have been anything. So that's why this is definitely a pro right now. Just listening to the Affordable Care Act. Go ahead and continue.
So, I think I covered everything. One other thing I want to say is, under the Affordable Care Act, everyone gets insurance. And so, if you're young and healthy, the idea was the young and healthy people would pay for their insurance. It was mandatory to get insurance. If you didn't have insurance, you have to pay extra on your taxes. And the idea is, if the young, healthy people got insurance, they could pay the premiums for the people that like needed it, the old people or the people that had some sort of disability that needed the insurance. Whenever young people got older and needed the insurance, other young people would pay for it.
Right, and actually in 2017, you have to have insurance for at least 9 months. If not, you're gonna have to pay a fee, which could be up to $2,000, you know, on your taxes. So definitely get insured.
Absolutely. So for the editor, we're gonna have 7 major questions. The first one is, has the percentage of people since 2013, the percentage of uninsured people been reduced?
Since 2013?
Since.
I would say yes.
So the number of Americans without health insurance is down by almost 25%. So yes, that's a positive. The Affordable Care Act absolutely worked there. At least as many people like have enrolled in Medicaid and government health programs with lower income people and signed up through private insurance through new online marketplaces. So that's basically 11 million people at least have gotten insurance since the Affordable Care Act. So in that way, it definitely succeeded. That was question number one.
Question number two.
Has insurance under the law been affordable?
Affordable? Define affordable.
This is America. Nothing is affordable. That's
exactly, man, because I can't afford it.
So basically, subsidies lower costs for most people, but some people see the premiums rise. So remember what we said about young people, if they're not under insurance, they get deducted on their taxes.
Right.
For some young people, if you're healthy, it costs you less to not have insurance and just get the tax hit than it does to actually have the insurance and not use it.
Right.
So what happens is everyone that's in that small little premium, like the people that need it, there's not enough young, healthy people to pay for it, so it actually costs more than they guess. But still, for most people, of the 7.3 million people who signed up the first year, 85% qualified for federal subsidies that decreased the cost of their premium. So for most people, it was cheaper than any insurance options they had. So they got insurance and it was cheaper. Got lost, but I'm back. Though many people have found policies with affordable premiums, high deductibles and other out-of-pocket costs have discouraged some people from using their insurance. Insurers are also expected to continue to try to control costs by restricting customers from using certain doctors that aren't under their network. So what happens is you get the insurance and it might be cheaper, but it's like you can only go to this certain doctor and you might be 30 minutes away. So now you can't get there.
Right.
So it is cheaper for most people, but there's definitely some downsides. Enough young, healthy people in it to make it more affordable for everyone. So for has the Affordable Care Act been more affordable?
Eh. It's, the plan is it's supposed to be, and as soon as everybody catches on, because I believe that the fee this year is going to be around $2,000 versus I think it was only $500 the year before, $400. I'm not willing to pay $2,000 every year, you know what I mean? I'm definitely going to jump on my young butt onto this insurance plan.
Absolutely. Next question.
Question three.
Three. Did the Affordable Care Act improve health outcomes?
I have no idea.
We don't know either. It's only been 4 years. How are we supposed to know this? Like, we don't have data for that. It just takes time. I mean...
Are you telling us to be patient, JP?
Yeah. Right. We want to know what's crazy. There was one group that, like, all the data so far has said, yes, it has improved. You want to guess which group it is?
What group is that? I'm going to guess in my head. I don't want to say it out loud.
I'm going to say it out loud. Say it out loud, Tim. Say it out loud.
I'm going to say Democrats.
That's okay, no.
Democrats?
Not... Young people 18 to 29.
Oh, man. You're talking about, man. No wonder he said no.
So basically what happened is another benefit of Affordable Care Act is you can stay on your parents' insurance until you're 26. So what happened is people like me, 19 to 25-year-olds, like we got to stay on our parents' insurance. And so... Basically, it dropped like 34% of that age group actually had insurance now because of that. So it actually helped them. That's the one early positive of Obamacare. So you have 19 to 25-year-olds that actually have insurance. But as long as, like, has it improved health for the whole nation? We don't know. It's too early.
Way too early.
Okay. Next question.
sport.
How did the online, like getting online insurance, how did that hold up? Complete failure.
Really?
Well, you remember when like Obama said, this was like was his big thing. He promised that buying insurance online was gonna be as easy as getting plane tickets or like, you know, going on kayak. It was not. Like the debut of the website on like healthcare.gov was a complete mess. Had a blue screen, it was constantly freezing. It took like 9 months to a year to fix it, and then they ran into other problems. So no, it was not. I think like Obama definitely failed on this. It's probably one of the biggest regrets of his presidency was, yo, we had 3 years to make this right, and we still screwed it up. Like we still couldn't handle it. And so you have anyone that didn't like the Affordable Care Act who's just tearing it apart. It's like, I can't even go get it online. First impressions are everything. It's like, this is just a mess. I'm not even gonna come back.
Well, online is a failure.
I mean, they got it together later on, but by then, you know.
By then, a lot of people were already against it because they tried.
Yeah. So, yes, massive failure on that part. But, you know, win some, lose some. Has the healthcare industry been hurt or helped by the law?
Question five. I actually have that answer somewhere over here. I thought I did anyways. I want to say it, I think it was, did it hurt the law? Hurt by the law?
Well, the healthcare industry was helped because they had so many more people under insurance.
Right.
So a lot more people were buying insurance. So like the private insurance industry, all of that was booming because they had so many, 11 more customers, 11 million more customers.
You said 11 customers?
Yeah.
11 million more customers. I mean, that means you can, that have insurance, that are paying for insurance. So that means nurses, doctors, everything's getting paid for.
Well, yeah.
We know how insurance works.
it means if you're selling a drug, there are more people to sell it to. That's what it means.
That doesn't sound, that hurt us.
Well, as a whole, the healthcare industry did get a financial boom from it. It might not have went places you would like, Tim, but it did get a boom from it. Okay, question number six. We talked about Medicaid, how it was expanded. How has that fared? How do you think that went, Tim?
No say? No say. Oh, I like it.
I just copied you.
It was good enough.
Well, it didn't go so well. So basically, before 2013, whenever the Affordable Care Act rolled out, the Supreme Court said, the Affordable Care Act allows states to expand Medicaid to people not previously eligible, but the United States Supreme Court said, actually that's only optional for states. So only 27 states in the District of Columbia actually, in 2013, allowed the Medicaid rollout, and other states, they didn't. So what would happen is you have 23 states in America, they didn't expand Medicaid, so they were too rich to get on Medicaid, so you have to, poverty level in America is $19,000 a year for a family of three, which is extremely low. You're definitely in poverty with that. So you make too much money to get Medicaid with that level, but you also don't make enough money to get subsidies to pay off your premiums. So if you're in that middle ground, it's not even worth it, so you wouldn't get it. Most of those people in that situation were in Florida, Texas, and Georgia. So you were just like, I'm in that gap. I don't even want to do this because you didn't get expanded Medicaid. So in certain states, it absolutely failed. So if you're in New York, it's a little with your Affordable Care Act experience than it is if you were in Texas. If you're in Oklahoma, it's a little different than in California. Kansas, a little bit different than Wyoming, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
So each state was different, and so the expansion to Medicaid, it only worked in about two-thirds of the states. If you weren't in those two-thirds of the states, you were kind of screwed.
That doesn't sound great.
Yeah, that was definitely a
con right there.
And lastly, and probably most importantly, has the law contributed to a slowdown in healthcare spending? Waiting for your answer, Tim.
No.
Definitely not. This is America. So basically, for decades, healthcare costs have been rising faster than the rest of the American economy. It's outrunning inflation and wages, driving and growing imbalance in the federal budget. And Obama said the Affordable Care Act would slow it all down. And it really didn't. Healthcare spending was dropping regardless because no one could afford it, so people weren't getting it.
Right.
So it was just more uninsured people. But when all these, whenever you add in medial price growth, employer insurance premiums, per capita Medicare spending, it stayed about the same. So for all, like, we're still spending 17% of our GDP every single year on healthcare, and still there are 25 million people uninsured. There's still people that can't get quality insurance in America. So no, that definitely didn't change either. We're still in the same awful spot. Yeah.
So with those seven questions that you asked, Obamacare, not a complete failure, but at the exact same time, not a complete success for sure.
At all. But if, is it better in the scenario before it?
100%, and that's exactly what I was getting to.
Which is why the Republicans, like Mueller and Trump, they haven't found anything better. Because the only thing better is go back the old way, and that's not better.
That's exactly why I said, no, let's not get rid of it. Let's just change some things.
So it's definitely like, it's more of a band-aid than a fix. It's like, it still doesn't work. We're still spending 17% of our GDP to get worse insurance than countries like Canada and Japan and Sweden, who actually like get universal healthcare for everyone. So like, no, it's not working. It definitely has problems, but it's a step in the right direction.
Exactly.
What do you have, Tim? Because I've been talking a lot.
Man, there's just some facts about the Affordable Care Act, like the calorie count, which I mentioned earlier. One of the provisions of Obamacare was that restaurant chains with 20 or more locations and vending machines are required to give people more information about the food they're eating so they have the option to choose healthier. Like at Golden Corral, recently we actually just got this black chart that you can see at the front of the store where it shows you all the calories and all the food. I had no idea why we had it, and I saw this and I was like, wait a minute, this is through Obamacare? See, for me, listening to all the facts that you were saying, yeah, some of it's good, some of it's bad, but then there's a lot of good that came out of it that, you know, not necessarily has to do with spending money every month paying for your insurance or how much money we're spending annually on healthcare. And something like that, I mean, that's great for everybody, especially people that are athletes or people that are on diets. Also, another one that I had that I liked a lot, Obamacare does not give health care to illegal immigrants. That was a big topic, especially on the south side of Oklahoma City, where I'm from. A lot of people, oh, you illegals are getting this and getting that. It does not give health care to illegal immigrants. However, it does allow illegal immigrants to be served by community health clinics.
That's how it was before that.
Exactly.
Like, that didn't change anything. So if you're an illegal immigrant and you get in a car wreck and go to the emergency room, that's no different today than it was in 2009 or 1999.
Exactly.
Like, we're still all paying the cost for that. And you might not think that's right. And, you know, you're right for that. But, like, they're not going to the doctor and getting, like, free insulin. Like, that, I know I keep on going back to the insulin. They're not going to the doctor and getting, like, treatment for a stomach ulcer. Like, they're not getting any of that. Like, there's no preventative care here. Like, we're still paying like the same amount. Like, that didn't change.
Exactly.
You can't blame them for that.
I feel like it goes back to what they're hearing, these opinions, and they're repeating their opinions.
I mean, there's a lot of information on this, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Doing research on this was ridiculous. That's why I was not confident in this at all, because this is like, I actually spent a good hour of my time reading an article that I realized was complete BS. I read another article to counter everything that I read, and I was just like, why did I read that? Which, at the exact same time, that's why we have facts, not just opinions. And that's why whenever I looked, hey, is this really true? Like, are the premiums rising, you know, 30-something percent or whatever the case may be? And it's like, wait a minute, it wasn't even rising like the way I thought it was. So let me go back and check out all these facts.
I mean, but we should say, like, we're gonna need a definitely, like, the Affordable Care Act is not working in the long run, because if we keep up this healthcare spending, like, it's going to sink us eventually. We're gonna go in debt, like, no one's gonna have enough money. Like, everyone talks about, like, we need to make America great again. Well, we need to have wages that can actually, like, outrun inflation and in our healthcare budget, so we can actually pay for this stuff. If we don't do that, like, we don't either kill inflation, pay everyone more, get everyone more educated, and kill this healthcare spending, we're gonna be screwed in like a couple of decades.
Are you telling people they have to actually look ahead in life instead of worrying about like today?
Winning a little silly vote now in the Congress before the August recess, yes. Because like, it's just not like, the Affordable Care Act, it doesn't work in the long run. It's a step in the right direction, but it's a baby step in the right direction. We have to cut the healthcare spending. We have to.
I mean, there's so much we can learn from countries like Canada.
Like, everyone except us that has universal healthcare. Literally everyone.
Yeah.
Also, we usually do the whole, like, facts about it, how to change it for the better.
It's kind of hard to with this one, for sure.
So what we're going to do instead is, next week, or maybe the week after, we're going to do, why does healthcare cost so much in America? Because, like, that's why people are going crazy about insurance. Healthcare spending is ridiculous. And people still aren't, like, people like us, our age, are like, I don't want this. I'd rather pay a penalty than get this crappy insurance and have to pay more.
Right.
And I'm not even using it.
Right.
Which makes the system worse, because then there are less people on the insurance to take care of the old sick people.
You're absolutely
just,
right.
It just doesn't work. And then we're still spending all this money. Like, it helps, and that's why the people that don't like Affordable Care Act, they can't go back to the old way, they can't repel it. Because they know there's really only one way forward, and that's universal health care and lowering the prices. And there's only one way to do that, and we all know it, but we just haven't accepted the fact yet. So until half the country realizes, like, hey, we're going to have more federal funding for this, we're going to have universal health care. We're just going to have more things like the Affordable Care Act, or just Band-Aids on a leak.
So no matter what?
We don't want the dam to fall because of this leak. We need to get a better bandage soon.
You're absolutely right. Because this bandage, obviously right now, it's not working great.
But it's still working.
It's doing enough, right? For right now. Let's just say today. Because the Band-Aid was actually put on instead of everybody just kind of free-falling.
Also, this is called Obamacare. It should be noted that there were 118 Republican, like, clauses put in the Affordable Care Act. So it's definitely everyone care. It's not just Obama on this.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely like the name Obamacare, though. When I first heard it back in the day, I was just like, what are they talking about right now? I had no idea it was, like, actually health insurance or anything until, you know, later on, of course. But the fact that they gave it the name Obamacare was dope to me. But again, it is for everybody. And people have this conception that Obama made this all this up himself. Like, this is what I want. This is what we're going to do. There's a process to that, guys. And that's that. Now, again, if you guys have any comments or concerns about what we're talking about, please feel free to email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com.
Look at all these sources I have.
Yeah, JP's sources are ridiculous right now. He definitely he went ham on research on this broad topic that we're talking about.
So if you want some resource, you want to see where we got the fact checks, I got them all.
Yeah, I definitely have, like, I think 3 links to my facts, but I really didn't say too many. JP had them all, definitely, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's just like, man.
So yeah, there we go. So we will come back in a week or two, next Friday or the Friday after, and we will talk about why healthcare costs so much in America. That'll be the next Friday topic. That feels like this is like a 2-part episode.
Yeah, you have to follow up for sure.
This is just way too much. Way too much.
You have a quote for us, JP?
I do have a quote for
Awesome. Well, make sure you guys are following us on TPT_podcast, on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth. You can also find us on YouTube, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iTunes at The Positive Truth. Email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And I think that's all I have for you guys. And again, if you guys want a shirt for free, add your friends. We'll send one out to you once you send us the proof that you added them. And that's that. Now, for our positive quote of the day will be, I'm trying to pull this off as long as I can until JP pulls it up. So let me talk about.
No, I think I hold up. I don't know what happened. Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. Albert Einstein.
That's it. And on that note,
we're out. We'll be right back in a week. Why healthcare costs so much.
Stay positive.